Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks, now bringing you the 4P's Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, my name's Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday, we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze. Highs of 12, lows of 11. Tuesday, we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze. Highs 14, lows of 12. Wednesday, we can expect sunny intervals and a fresh breeze. Highs of 13, lows of 9. Thursday, we can expect light rain showers and fresh breeze. Highs of 11, lows of 5. And finally, Friday, we can expect light cloud and a gentle breeze. Highs of 9, lows of 7. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now and stay tuned.
In Isle of Wight news this week, police on the Isle of Wight and in Hampshire are targeting knife crime this week. Their activities fall under the banner of Operation Scepter. There have been a number of knife-related incidents on the island since the start of November, including a police operation that saw part of Cowes cordoned off this week after a 19-year-old man was stabbed in the leg, and in an unrelated incident, an arrest in Ryde after a 16-year-old boy suffered a knife wound to his abdomen. Here, pre-planned police initiatives are taking place. In a statement on social media, the force said, "We will take robust action to help protect people from harm. Tackling violent crime of any kind is a priority for us." Meanwhile, the Isle of Wight Council has issued a checklist for vulnerable residents to help them stay safe during the national lockdown. The authority is reassuring people that help is on hand for anyone who is adversely impacted by coronavirus. Council leader Dave Stewart said, "We know that many people are at greater risk from the harms caused by COVID-19 may be particularly worried at this time. For most vulnerable of our residents, anyone who is deemed by the NHS to be clinically extremely vulnerable will receive a letter or email from the government setting out updated guidance for staying safe. Stay at home where possible. Ask your family and friends to collect items of shopping for you. Avoid all non-essential journeys. Work from home. Stay active. Continue to access any care, medical services and essential urgent care when you need to. And finally, take steps to look after your mental health and seek help from a professional if needed." And finally, Southern Vectis has announced its popular Christmas lights tour will not run this year. The Isle of Wight bus operator made the difficult decision to ensure the safety of its customers during the COVID-19 pandemic. "We are very sad not to be running this special tour in 2020 because it really has become a Christmas tradition for many across the island," said Southern Vectis General Manager Richard Tildesley. "This is not a decision we have taken lightly, but we want to help everyone to stay safe and well. And that means urging people not to collect together in large groups. On a positive note, we are running our regular services as normal." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. There's Prince Charles, Paul McGann, who's an actor, Russell Tovey, who's a British actor, and finally, John Warrington, who's an English boxer. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? I'll tell you in a minute. Bye for now!
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. On the 9th November 1907, the world's largest raw diamond was presented to King Edward VII on his birthday. Around the size of a small packet of biscuits, the Cullinan diamond weighed 621 grams and was worth £150,000. That's £15 million in today's money. After arriving in London, the diamond was left unsold for 2 years, but was eventually bought and presented to King Edward VII. King Edward then had the diamond cut into 9 separate diamonds. 2 of the diamonds are part of the crown jewels, while the other 7 are owned privately by the current English monarch. On the 11th of November 1918, World War I officially ended. Although all of the other countries in the Central Powers, one of the two sides in the war, had agreed to stop fighting, a deal had yet to be made with Germany, even though it was only a matter of time. Eventually, an armistice was signed with Germany on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. The significance of this was to give the war's end time that is easily remembered, so that less difficulties encountered when organising memorial events. The 13th of November 1999 was the release of popular animated comedy film Toy Story 2. Like its predecessor, Toy Story 2 follows a group of toys led by a cowboy doll called Woody. Toy Story 2 won 7 awards and was nominated for 6 others. Toy Story 2 is considered by critics as one of the few sequel films that are better than its predecessor. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is dogbox. D-O-G-B-O-X. It's an informal Australian noun, meaning a compartment in a railway carriage without a corridor. However, the New Zealand and South African phrase, in the dogbox, means in disfavour. The word originated from early 19th century, denoting a railway compartment for transporting dogs. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now.
Hello, my name's Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these celebrities who are having their birthdays? Well, now I'm going to tell you their years of birth and their ages. Prince Charles, who was born in 1948, is 72. Paul McGann, who was born in 1959, is age 61. Russell Tovey, who was born in 1981, who is 39. And finally, Josh Warrington, who was born in 1990, who is 30 years old. I'll have more famous birthdays for you next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, as national lockdown continues, the island's new COVID support officers will officially hit the streets this week. The team will play a key role in helping to keep the island safe by monitoring busy public areas, engaging with residents and businesses, and supporting other council services delivering COVID support. Initially, 6 support officers, all existing council staff, will be deployed across the island, funded through the government's Coronavirus Compliance and Enforcement Fund. Being a visible presence in town centres and other public areas, it is hoped that they will offer reassurance for the community and act as a helpful source for information on staying safe and protecting the island in the current pandemic. But their role won't be one of enforcement. It will instead complement the ongoing compliance work of the council's regulatory services staff. Council leader Dave Stewart explained, "Our new COVID-19 support team will be there for everybody to provide reassurance and support, advice and engagement. The number of people who have been infected on the island has been rising over the past few weeks and we can't be complacent." Meanwhile, Wight Community Energy has been awarded £68,250 to deliver new community-based renewable energy projects on the Isle of Wight. Power to Change has handed the island-based project cash to develop its work at Homestead Solar Farm in Shellfleet. It will use the funding to monitor and improve biodiversity at its site off Warland Lane. It will also investigate better ways to store energy produced by the sun's rays. Colin Palmer, director of Wight Community Energy, said, This funding is transformative for White Community Energy. It has enabled us to increase our staffing levels and bring in consultants and project partners to work on ambitious projects that we could not possibly undertake alone. And finally, One Island Business is doing its charitable best to make this a yummy Christmas. Something Yummy was founded earlier this year by popular island private chef Paul Forley. The business quickly built up a great reputation during the first lockdown. The current lockdown sees the return of Something Yummy, this time for charity. Paul has turned his talents to developing Christmas Yummy boxes as a brilliant Christmas gift idea, with the proceeds going to Wessex Cancer Trust. Paul's vision has been supported by a collection of island businesses lending support to this venture. Paul says, "We got such positive feedback to our meal ideas earlier this year. When this latest lockdown was announced, we immediately started thinking about what we could do next to help. Given the current difficult situation, it will be great to bring people a festive treat." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.